Jonathan, this season 9 of Crossword has been probably our biggest ever. It has been in terms of listens. And I think we've had some amazing guests on for the perspective episodes. They've been great.
Yeah, we've packed a lot in this particular season. I don't think we've ever had 6 in one season, which we decided from the outset. But it was a lot of work, but a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it, actually.
I think most of the work was just you manually editing transcripts, to be fair, which I know that you find a lot of value in, and I hope our audience do.
Well, here's what I decided, because at the beginning of the season, when we told our sponsors that we were going to do transcripts, I had this idea in my head that, I'm going to use AI. It's going to do a great job. Yeah. And I'll be able to just do some light work. But I was just not satisfied with the output. And after a couple of tries, I ended up taking what Riverside gives us, which is pretty good out of the box, of just like the raw transcription of the audio, and then just editing it myself. And yeah, it was a lot, but I actually did enjoy the process.
So if you're interested in any of these perspectives episodes and going back and seeing who said what and maybe looking for a spicy quote, then crossword.fm. If you didn't know, we refreshed our website earlier for the start of this season, and all of the transcripts for those perspectives episodes are available and hand-edited by Jonathan himself, which, good on you.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun too. Like, we put together this new site. So first, a shout out to our sponsors who made this possible, because it gave us a lot of extra motivation. So Big Scoots came on board as a sponsor this season. They've been fantastic to work with, and they've renewed already for season 10, which I'm super happy about.
Thank you, Big Scoots.
Yes, thank you, Big Scoots. And if you're interested in Big Scoots' special offer for Crossword listeners, you can go to bigscoots.com/crossword and, please tell them thank you on our behalf.
And Eventkoi was the other sponsor, which, man, this is such a cool plugin. And it was really nice having Leslie on as a guest. I think that was one of the great ones. And they just launched. I don't know if you saw, but they launched, and that's so exciting for them. And so if you have anything to do with events and want to check out a great events plugin, you know what I really loved, and I don't know if you read through their launch email, but Leslie put in there, like, here is a reason to buy it now if it has all the features. Here's a reason to buy it now if it doesn't yet have all the features, but it's on the roadmap, you know. And here's a reason not to buy it. I thought that was really nicely done. That's the sort of marketing that I respond well to.
Yeah, I like what they're playing with, and just the approach and the care. It gets me excited when I see products like that in the WordPress space. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, there's an energy to it. I think they're on a good track. I think they're going to do really well as a plugin and really building an ecosystem around that. And it was really fun to be able to talk to Leslie about that.
Yeah, this season. Unless a host acquires them and then they'll ignore it and it'll go to. I've had a bad experience. Yeah.
You know a thing or two about some of that, so that's fair enough.
And, of course, we had the John Gruber interview, which I imagine that there is like a portion of our audience who has no idea who John Gruber is, but I know that for you and I, just being able to sit down and chat with him for an hour or so was a real, like, a career highlight, let alone a season highlight.
It was a lot of fun. I think it's given me pause over the course of the season to reflect on what is it that I enjoy about Crossword. And it really is the twofold parts to it. The first is this dynamic with you and I, where I've described it in the past as a sort of WordPress therapy, right? Like, we're processing through these things together, and I find it really helpful. Like, we've described this a bit in the past, but we don't plan the episodes out. Like, we're experiencing it together. And I've enjoyed that a lot. And this other part, especially as it's evolved, is this opportunity to, even like the episode we did with Sam, we even positioned it a bit more as a longer form crossword, right? Where it's more of like, let's have a conversation. It's not just another interview. Let's learn more, which is what I loved about the one with Mary too, like drawing from a richer perspective rather than just like going over the same beats, which you and I cover quite a bit.
Yeah. And I just want to circle back to the therapy point. I mean, that feels so true. This conversation does seem to be therapy for you and I. But we've heard from a lot of listeners, and the theme seems to be that it's a therapy not just for you and I, Jonathan, but for all of us to be able to just listen and reflect. And maybe we're yelling at my bad ideas. Maybe listeners are yelling at me in their cars, or maybe and people write in and people talk about it, and it's nice. We do it together.
It's been a lot of fun for me. It's hard to believe that it's been 5 years since we started, which was another big plus to being able to have Gruber on in particular, because we did season one ourselves, just kind of, we did whatever we did, and we didn't have this 15-minute format yet. But then when we saw that what John and Ben from Stratechery did with their Dithering podcast, we're like, hey, we like that idea. Let's bring that to our thing over here. And I've been really happy with that decision.
I think that when we started, we said, you know, the goal for this show is just to make it seem like we have a podcast so that we can just have a conversation with some of the people we want to talk to. And that certainly has succeeded. But what about season 10? You know, we didn't make it to WordCamp Europe. I'm not going to WordCamp US, and I don't know about you.
I will be there. I'm going to be driving out. So first off, I'm inclined to not say anything about the guests that we have in mind. You've already given some spoilers of our ideas in previous episodes. You're like, oh, it'd be good to have so-and-so. So we may or may not have some of those folks on, but I don't know. I'm already excited about the ideas that we have for our guests for season 10. But at least to me, the heart of my interest is in, like, I think there's going to be a lot to talk about. WordPress 6.9 is going to drop over the course of season 10, if I'm recalling correctly. There should be a lot going on in the space.
I think, here's my prediction. I think that we're going to start talking more about themes. I think that's going to be a theme of the next 6 months. Is what role does a theme have? And I think we're going to start to see some of the early experiments in collaboration inside the Gutenberg editor.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun watching what Mike McAllister and his partner have been building, the team there with Ollie, for instance, on the theme side, and the kind of pushing the edges with some innovation there. It still feels, it's weird to say this, but it feels early for themes in this context of the full site editor, in contrast to those who've just built like builder solutions that have done the job, but it's like we have a bunch of different things in WordPress at the moment, right? Like people who are like, oh, I do bricks, so I do Elementor, I do, there's still a lot of people who do Divi, whether they talk about it or not. There's a lot of like, I don't know, these groups that are kind of off doing their thing. And I don't feel like the full site editor has really hit that much of a stride. Ollie was the first time that I had what I would describe as a positive experience. Like, okay, I'm using the full site editor, I'm using these tools, and I was able to ship something. Like my personal blog's running on it. But that was still, it still felt like a pretty early experience. It hasn't really felt like that the full site editor is ready for prime time.
Well, I wonder if that will continue, or will it change in the next 6 months? I really enjoyed a blog post by Tammy Lister, who has been one of the main people working on the default themes that ship with Core. And she suggested that maybe we ought to take a break from default themes with the next few releases, or for the next few years. Just take a pause and let things settle and see what it is the community is using, and the way that the community is using WordPress. So, and check out Tammy Lister's blog post. We'll put it in the show notes. I wonder if that will be something that keeps coming up.
Yeah, that's interesting, because you remember the Kubrick theme from way back in the day? I still have like positive associations with that. For a long time, the default theme was really like, it would like kind of move the needle. It was what brought together a lot of the pieces. I remember my own sense, at least, that there was some stagnation where I'm like, I don't think I would use this one. It was an interesting experiment, but I wouldn't use it, which was perhaps the point. It wasn't intended to just be the thing that you built on each time. But I think a lot of folks were, what do we use as our basis for that? And these builders ended up becoming that go-to for folks. So like, oh, right. I'm just going to build here.
Replaced the theme ecosystem. there's a whole heap of stuff also happening in Europe at the moment with new laws around whatever Europe and their laws. I don't get it, but I think we're gonna have like a GDPR equivalent thing happening soon as well that we're gonna have to start to take notice of. I think that's gonna affect WordPress and maybe the plugin directory and theme directory. So that'll be interesting too.
Oh, something I'm excited about. Have you seen recently any of the work that the Surveilia team have been doing with plugins? And so plugins.com, they're out of the Spanish WordPress community, and they released this thing at WordCamp Europe like a year ago that is a you can go to plugins.com and search using natural language for like a plugin.
How
which is interesting
it?
plogins.com,
right? And is that like the Spanish takes on
it's like how they pronounce like plugins, but plugins, and if you're
right
in Spanish.
Okay, gotcha.
And if you check it out, it's interesting in and of its own right, because you use natural language search and it takes the .org directory and combines it with, you know, like using AI to summarize the descriptions and incorporate a sentiment analysis from .org, etc. And I think it's interesting in and of its own right, but it's more interesting some of the things that to me it could do, because they're looking at creating like an MCP for that and having that data be available for others to do interesting things with. They're already starting to look at like they've been keeping an eye on what's been going on in the core AI chat. I don't know. It reminds me of conversations that you and I were having years ago with things like the Tide project, that at least to me, AI wasn't even really a thing then. And I remember coming to where this idea of like being able to make dynamic recommendations, I'm like, it sounds cool. I have no idea how we'd actually like do something like that, because Tide was limited at static analysis.
Yeah.
Right?
I still think that algorithms are better at recommendations than AI is, but we'll see. I'm happy to be proven wrong on that. And you're talking about plugins doing a sort of dupe of the plugins directory. Well, let's not forget the FAIR project is going to have fair amount of impact in the next 6 months as well. That's going to be huge.
Well, actually, the question to me will be, will it have an impact? Will it have a meaningful impact? Because we had Sam Sidler on. I enjoyed that conversation a lot. Didn't go into a lot of detail about the FAIR project itself, but there's some really smart, talented, motivated people working on it. And I think what I like most about it is that it's not positioned as being an either or. Right? Like there is real opportunity for there to be an alignment of interest between some of the things that they're working on and the project generally and the ecosystem broadly. I'd like to see what actually comes out of it in practice. And that's at least not clear to me yet.
And here's something that I don't think we'll see in the next 6 months. I don't think we'll see any progress with the WP Engine automatic case.
I don't remember that. Would you remember the dates offhand for that? I've now lost track of it.
Yeah, I lost track too. I think there's something due in March, or who knows?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm curious. We have WordCamp US coming up in just a couple of weeks. We'll be picking up Crossword Season 10 shortly after WordCamp US. So we'll be able to pick up from that. I'm hoping for a pretty like anticlimactic, just good. Like, hey, people are building cool stuff and we're seeing stuff happen. What about you? What are you expecting?
What am I expecting? What am I hoping? Yeah, I think it will be anticlimactic in a lot of ways, including in a community way. Unfortunately, all signs point to really low ticket sales, and it's having this spiral effect of people going, well, no one's going to be there. I've spoken to a few people now. No one's going to be there. So why would I travel there, especially from overseas? You combine that with some of the politics that's happening in the United States. This is something we've already talked about. I think it's going to be a bit of a quieter event compared to previous WordCamp US's. And that hopefully will include Matt Mullenweg's address that he traditionally gives.
Well, I think we'll actually get pretty close to 1,000 attendees, see how it seems to be trending. But at least for me, it's an opportunity to have more time and space with those who do show up. So I'm, of course, optimistic about it, but I'm quite looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good time, and then we'll pick it up again with Season 10 once WordCamp US is done.